remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.
Today is Monday, July 6th, 2015.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Not so many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often, Campbell's tomato soup.
Pepsi Cola, it's a spot, 12 ounces, that's a lot, twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is a drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I grew up in a post-World War II nuclear family that practiced patriarchal Irish Catholic fundamentalism as a spiritual discipline and an art. School uniforms, morning mass in Latin, immaculate surfaces, Almighty God, Mom, Dad, and the kids. Receive the sacraments, Stations of the Cross, Fish on Friday, Confession on Saturday. You are called to be perfect as the Father is perfect. Dad was silent. Mom was holy. She saw that we chanted the rosary after dinner. She helped us build our first May altars, knelt down with us before bed and prayed. There were beeswax candles. We sang litanies on feast days at midnight. Sometimes my mother, my grandmother, and all the aunts would circle round the coffee table in the front window after Sunday dinner and disgorge their boxes of religious paraphernalia, scapulars, Sacred Heart badges. They had miraculous medals to pin to your undershirt if you got the croup, and a tiny vial of water from the grotto at Lourdes where the Virgin appeared to the little children. They had holy cards with all the important prayers, like, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Hosts, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. It was complicated how it all came about. Jesus in the manger, nailed to the cross, mortal sin, the Annunciation, Adam and Eve. When you want something, you ask the Blessed Virgin and she puts it in her heart. Jesus sees it there and tells God. No one exactly said it out right, but I figured out that the way it was supposed to feel had something to do with radiant light. We had crystal rosaries and glow-in-the-dark crucifixes. Saints had halos and bands of light leaping from their hands. Mary wore stars in her golden crown. Illuminated Heart of Jesus, pray for us. When it all worked out, you'd be bathed in radiant light. The mysteries and miracles would connect, and it would all make sense. If you didn't get there right off, well, just keep praying and stick with it, maybe when you're older. Well, I got older, and it didn't stick. I took other roads in search of that radiant light. I've been thinking about these things because I've been reading Pure Lust by philosopher Mary Daly. Lust, as in luster, as in passionate longing for beauty and truth and tenderness, even as that longing is encumbered now by the dark weight of the knowledge that something is terribly wrong in the world today. It's a death-dealing phallocratic patriarchy out there, says Daly. Lust has been perverted to thrust. We drill for minerals and fire our missiles. We make vaginal probes and architectural erections. Sado society, she calls it. Duplicitous, self-destructive, raping, lethal. It permeates everything. The ways we're taught to think. Almost all of our expectations. Almost. The real reality, the one we can't stop lusting after, is a biophilic consciousness, says Daly, a consciousness based on life's obvious affinity for life. Yet we're trapped in a Sado society woven of doublethink and deception. But every deception contains a crack, a lens for luster where real knowledge, preserved and handed down in the intuitions and memories of women, radiates towards us. Who'da thunk it? The mothers and the sisters and the aunts, reflecting and transmitting the lust for elemental luminescence as best they can. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa. Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Today is Friday, June 26th, 2015.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. Right?
Today is Friday, June 26th, 2015.
Milking our van.
That you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Chiampa.
Hey.
Oh my goodness. Sorry,
wow.
Folks. You know, it's just been one thing after the other in this studio.
Well, you've had some internet issues.
Well, we had a fiber cut last week, which canceled our Monday show with Mike Adams, and we were supposed to have him tonight, but he couldn't make it because he had something else going on. So, and then I get into the studio this afternoon, and, you know, I try to do, you know, little tests before we start going, and the phones weren't working.
Oh no!
The phone. And actually, I don't know. It might be. So I've had to kind of do a little bit of a workaround. So our phones right now are brought to you by the courtesy of duct tape, scotch tape, and some rubber bands. But for the time being, we're doing all right.
Well, that's good. And here in the Chicago studios, we're phantom powered.
Always good to be phantom powered.
Yeah, you know, we've got ourselves a nice little setup, and we just needed that little extra box, which helps the microphone give me some volume.
I'll need a nice little extra box.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I almost broke my implement.
Don't break the implement. Please don't break the implement.
Yeah, we got a nice little show for you tonight. We got some really cool news stories to talk about, and I've got a rant about Apple devices.
Oh, I'm always down with that. You know me. Yeah. I've never really been a huge supporter of Apple products. So,
yes, you know. And you know, there's been a lot going on too in the world lately. So there's so much to talk about.
Oh my God! Yeah, this has been damn crazy. Actually, hold on a moment. You know, I've been so crazy in the studio trying to get everything done around here to make everything work. I forgot to do the most important part.
Yeah, I think I need to do that again, too. As a matter of fact, I think I need more water.
Are you running out of water in your implement?
Yes,
yeah, it sounds a little dry. It does sound a little dry.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like when you're trying to pee in an empty toilet.
But on our next break, we'll take care of that situation.
All right, that sounds good.
But,
excuse
you know,
me.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a good time over there.
I'm trying. I'm trying my damnedest. I'm doing what I can.
Well,
I'm doing it for America.
America appreciates it.
Good, I'm glad. It's important, because I do it for America. And our freedom of speech. And everything else going on out there, or what have you, so... Wow, it was a crazy, crazy, crazy. Actually, well, more likely now, 2 weeks since we missed last Monday.
Yes,
and you know, Greece is falling apart, and
well, but they're not leaving the Eurozone, so I guess that's good for them. I think they're just so.
Oh, are you providing background music too? Because I have some going on in the background now. Hold on, maybe you don't hear it. Hold on.
Oh, no, I heard it. I just forgot that mine was on.
Oh. You learn the joys of queuing at some time.
Yeah.
Point. Yeah, I know.
We're new at this still, so it's all good. Now, that's your music, right?
Yeah, that's my music that you're hearing. Okay. It's not yours, don't worry.
Okay. You know, we're learning how to adjust the controls.
Yeah, you know, it takes time, and especially when you're dealing with... alternate reality sometimes. It makes it makes it even more complicated sometimes.
Yes. I think every time you hear the little laser sound, ladies and gentlemen, that's when we're in the altered reality moment.
I see. Quite interesting.
Just so you know, though, the volume on the background music is pretty loud.
Is that better?
That is so much better. Thank you.
All right, good.
And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we want to start the show off right. And, you know, if you want to give us a call and be a part of this experience, give the fart phone a call at 813-327-8566. Yep. We have our very own fart phone.
That's 813-327-8566.
And it's being held together with duct tape, electrical tape,
scotch tape, and rubber bands.
Plumber's tape.
And we need the rubber bands, because it can't be a true MacGyver thing without the rubber band. Needs right. to have the true rubber band experience going on.
Those are the extra thick rubber bands, not the little skimpy ones, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the ones that you get off the head's broccoli at the grocery store.
Right.
You know, the ones you can actually, like, inflict serious harm with somebody if you, like, snap them with it. You can actually give them a pretty good welt with one of those.
You know, speaking of grocery stores, Whole Foods and Mariano's are in big competition right now, because, you know, each of them is trying to outdo the other. And I'll tell you something, neither one is... they both have their pros and cons, I tell you. I mean, I wanted to talk about this last week because it was a little more fresh.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden we got the Confederate flag into the whole mix.
Yeah, that thing's been...
You know, people are still talking about the Confederate flag. It's like, can we stop it already?
No, it's amazing the things people will latch themselves onto. And as you saw... Hold on, wait. I don't know if it's in my news feed or not. Maybe you did. No. Good. I can talk about it now. Here in Florida, and I should have put it in my news lineup, but there was an incident here last week in Florida where...
An incident?
Yes, there was a domestic event, a domestic dispute, a physical, you know, a domestic, the Popos came, and...
Right.
Because,
not the FBI or the immigration service.
No. Because I guess a man and a wife were arguing about the flag, because I guess this woman's husband, he put the flag up shortly after all this shit started happening. And then she's apparently kept nagging him to take it down. And eventually, I think one of them stabbed the other one.
Over a flag! Are you freaking fracking?
You know, that just proves, show the symbols can be very powerful. You know,
wow.
And it's important to realize that because, you know, it's a flag to just, you know, you and me, you know, but there are people that, like, will clearly physically injure other people over this thing. So it's important for us to always keep in mind that there's some nutbags out there that will fucking stab you and shit. Yeah, fact, you don't want to agree with me? I don't give a shit. You go do your own damn thing. I'll do my own damn things. Oh, you don't fuck with me? I'm fine. But... You know, you just go around stabbing people. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. Exactly. It's so crazy. You know, I, while we're talking, need to send a quick text message to my boss because he's asking me who our coffee provider is, and I have to give this
provider.
To him.
Mr. Coffee. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
And it's Joe from Chicago.
And you're listening
to Shyamper Radio.
Shyamper Radio, episode number 9 for Monday, July 13th, 2015. And now commencing random welcome back talking. Mentioned previous show, 15 minutes max based on Joe's news. All right, so we're on cue here, it looks like.
Well, hey, you know.
Whoa! That one was close. Woo, shitness. Maybe we shit my pants with this.
Yeah, we're still working on trying to bring Betty over here to our switch.
Yeah, you can have it, because that's just, she just put a hole up in my desk. Shit done falling on through it. Yeah,
desk.
It's that laser beam thing. Put a hole right through my damn desk.
Oh, wait, is it the emergency one? Yeah, that's an emergency one. Well... I've been feeling like that lately too.
Yeah, that's how my last week was. It was one of those weeks at work where nothing wanted to work right. And if I fixed one problem, it broke something else. And I was unable to have both situations working simultaneously. So it was kind of a lot of back and forth, but then it was like, well, maybe if I do it this way, no, then it will fix this, but it will break that, but then it will break something else too. So,
oh my god,
yeah, I was working with code all week,
and that is very annoying.
It was very annoying, and it just got to the point. Friday, I was just like, I am done with this shit. I am ready for the weekend. And then come today. Today went a little bit better. You know, I won't necessarily complain. Things seem to cooperate a little bit more. Some problems, but I think they are overcomable.
Well, you know, overcoming problems is something that can be difficult at times, and I gotta tell you something, having a little smoke once in a while definitely takes care of that.
Oh, yes, most definitely. So. I totally agree, and if you need to unload on your problems, you can call us at 813-327-8566. And you can unload your problems on us, and we'll listen to you and process and help you through your day.
I don't know if I'm going to process. I'll listen to you, but I'm not processing anymore. I've you know what? No more processing. I'm tired of processing.
Fair enough. We can work with that.
I'm actually a little upset, folks, because, you know, as you know, I do this segment called Joe Wisdom.
Yes, yes, you do.
And I had a really cool piece for something to do with a bus, public transportation.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
He is.
Wheels on the bus go round and round. Now,
and the file seems to have gone missing.
Missing files. It's not.
Yeah,
good.
You know, it's very frustrating. So
it wasn't something I deleted, was it?
No, because I should.
Although I don't think I deleted anything recently, anyway.
Well,
but Betty fucked up the phone system, and Betty cut the fiber, and you know.
Wow.
You know, maybe Betty's messing with you from afar. I mean, you've been saying, you know, this whole time, oh, wow, Betty never visits us in Chicago. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Well, you apparently want her now. So, you know, expect this type of shit to happen for a while. Cause...
Well, when I get my hands on Betty, we're going to do a complete reprogram. So,
I think that's a good idea.
No, it's... I had this complete, wonderful new Joe Wisdom created, and seemed to have disappeared.
Did it?
And then, here, you know, since we're at it, I might as well just get this Apple rant right out in the open. And, you know, I'm not going to go on forever about it.
Okay, but say your piece, you know, let it out.
I got to say, you know, everybody, all of the companies put out new technology, right? Every 4 to 6 months, there's something new.
Yeah. Nowadays, it seems like it's almost daily.
Exactly. And so, like, the product that I have now is probably a good 3 years old, but it's old already.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, for one, it feels like a cheap tablet.
Ooh.
And for two, file management with it is horrible. So, in other words, if I wanted to bring into the tablet my own MP3s, for instance, and I wanted to play them for you, I could if I install and use Apple's product.
Yes.
But that seems to only work with Apple's store, so I can't really import my own thing.
And, you know, we've been, my husband and I, he's been doing some transitioning away from the whole iTunes Apple thing as well. And he's been struggling with trying to get music and say it's a very complicated user-friendly process, I guess, if you're on all the same hardware and software, but once you strand from there, it becomes like this unusual black pit. Like iTunes on a PC, for some reason with him, his files just disappear, his music will just randomly vanish.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean,
no, it's not at all.
Especially if you're in business to be making money, you don't want people's files to disappear. But
no, exactly.
Your husband may relate to like the fact of trying to import music.
Oh, so we've done many things, and it's
been complicated.
Well,
I found a solution.
Okay, good. I'm interested in hearing.
I downloaded VLC Media Player.
Okay.
And then they have a functionality to connect to, say, like your Google Drive or your Dropbox, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, that's all good and fine.
All right.
But for some reason...
Are you moving away from the microphone?
No, we're having some internet connection issues this evening,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we will do our best. Betty may interfere. We may...
I think she has... She's got some workplace labor dispute issues.
I think so.
She also has a few anger management issues.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. But you need to finish on your line of thought.
Well, correct. And the thing is, it's just, you know, managing files from a cloud to an application just totally suck.
Yes.
You know, I renamed all of these files on Google Drive,
mm-hmm.
and you have to copy them then to your root folder on Google Drive.
Yes.
In order for VLC to be able to pick them up.
Oh, lovely.
But then when I went to download them, it named everything back to the original file name.
Really?
So instead of, like, what I talked about earlier in the week, everything would have its kind of like subject description.
Everybody,
it went back to JP Wisdom 125. Yeah, it's a
wow. Oh, that's a shame.
So, I was all set, and then all of a sudden now I can't find my other extremely important JP Wism. So it's like, ugh.
Now, have you considered trying Winamp?
On an Apple device?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you lose. I don't know why I was assuming that this was not an Apple device, but now I realize we're bitching about an Apple device.
Well, now here's
which I knew that already, but you know, it's been a long day.
But here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to limit it to just an Apple device. I'm also going to complain about a Samsung device. And that is the headphone jack.
Okay.
The headphone jack. The cord that I use to connect to the mixer, it won't stay in on the main Android device. So that's why we have to use the Apple device.
I see. Very
because
interesting.
Because the cord stays in properly on that device. So, you know, ladies, you got to realize, you know, we want this to be perfect. And if we're constantly having issues and things are popping out, it's difficult.
That was very touching. That was quite touching. The in-studio audience loved that.
Send the Oscar to...
So
if I win an Oscar for that, there's another problem going on. But,
that's
yeah,
true.
You know.
That's true. So obviously you've run into the barrier, and you know, and it's funny because you know you would think that with Apple migrating more back towards the Intel chipset and everything like that, that the platform would be a little bit more user-friendly in terms of things like this. But clearly it has not decided it wanted to do that.
Exactly. You know, and we don't know the reasons. Maybe they don't consider lots of users to be doing file-based activities with their systems, but I've read stories where, you know, most mobile usage is skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it would make sense that there are going to be a lot of advanced users using a mobile device.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they would like to access their things, like, in a similar fashion.
Similar or fashion.
In an intuitive fashion.
Intuitive, there you go. There you go.
But I just realized something. I'm going to hit skip on that, ladies and gentlemen.
And now for the news.
Ah, yes.
I think we've gone a bit off track this evening. We got 10 minutes to do the news. So to do your news. So I'll keep myself from wandering too much here.
So good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. We are in the news segment now, right?
Yes. I played the news. You heard the news alert. Did you hear the news alert?
Yes. Okay. Robot kills.
I see okay. Chip Skipper. Chip Skipper is pink. I see Chip Skipper is Chip Skipper, pink, 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 Chip Skipper, Chip Skipper. Just popping all over the place there.
What are you
all right.
talking about? In
your
the
cursor. Your cursor. The thing shows me where your cursor is at. All right, so.
All I see is a big pink T. Is there a transgendered person in this document?
See, look. Is that.
Oh, there you are. That's Tampa Weed Radio.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, there you go. Big T. Okay, so what were before we got distracted by shiny things?
Let's play that news audio clip again.
All right, and if you want to join in on the fun and our unique on-air experience, you can call us at 813-327-8566.
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. Robot kills a worker. Is it a crime? Of course, this happened in Germany with Volkswagen.
Volkswagen?
Apparently, yes. Yes. Apparently, according to the Germany's DPA news agency, the victim was in the process of installing the stationary robot when it suddenly struck and crushed the young man.
But if it was stationary, how did it strike him?
Suddenly.
suddenly. Now, they're trying to decide whether to bring charges.
Against
now, who are you going to charge?
Manufacturer.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, of course.
But, you know, we gotta be wary. Robots are everywhere.
They sure are.
Did you realize your washing machine is a robot and so is your dryer?
No, I thought they were appliances.
They're robots.
I see.
Your toaster's a robot. Your microwave oven's a robot. In a sense.
I see. I see. Okay.
Moving along.
Hold on.
Moving along.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So really, my toaster is a robot?
Your toaster
and the dryer,
is a robot.
The dryer and the washing machine, they don't like it when I have this button, but I lock the door and I can hit this little news breaking news button anytime I want. And it just stops everything. It's great, but they hate it.
It even stops your washer and dryer? That's
well, no,
amazing.
No. But you know, it's like, I don't know. So,
do you think your husband would be mad at you if you... if you played the breaking news alert throughout the house, like on every phone?
maybe. But, you know, that might be interesting. I'll have to keep it in mind. Because the phones are broken, you know, here at the studio, I have to reinstall them. And, you know, maybe I can do a fresh install at home at the same time and see about kind of doing this whole breaking news alert over the phone to annoy the fuck out of everyone in
well,
the area.
And not only that, but have a special speaker set up for your neighbor.
Well, no, my neighbor's not bad. I wouldn't do that to them. They're nice people. Okay. So my toaster is a robot, and my dishwasher.
Your toaster
and
your
dryer,
dishwasher,
and
anything with a mechanical contraption that does things to your devices and clothing.
So like a vibrator is a robot.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
It's a pleasure robot.
It's a pleasure robot. See, and we thought that was all sci-fi fantasy. It's been here. It's been here, and it's been now.
Exactly.
Okay.
That
all
was
right.
Not a sound effect.
No, it wasn't. Okay, well, I guess that's that. I guess I'll push the button and let Chip Skipper finish his thing. All right.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
See, it's going. It's going.
In progress.
Get ready to go. See. All right. All right, back to you, Chip.
And back in the news, PTSD and cannabis. PTSD is a very, very, very problematic thing for people that have
listened to the
traumatic
show.
Situations or have listened to the show.
Sorry about that.
You know, I'm going to get PTSD every time a freaking advertisement pops up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's annoying.
No, you can't go anywhere on the internet nowadays without being ads for this, for that. You know, forget it.
I hope you're not hearing the advertisement that I'm hearing right now.
No, I hear absolutely no advertising. I hear
That's
nothing.
That's great.
I just hear the sound of your voice.
Well, the beautiful thing is we can hit the mute button on the browser.
The browser.
So, basically, what they're trying to do is, and of course, this is in Colorado, all good places.
Colorado.
As we know, Colorado is one of the states. Yes. Congratulations to Colorado. But Matt Stice funnels a mound of... No, that's crazy. It's a... interesting story from International Business Times.
Okay.
I feel like one of the models on the Miss America contest.
What do you mean you feel like one of the models on the?
When they're trying to answer a question,
yeah,
they get stuck. I'm so stuck. Anyways, we're back. We're back, folks. Wow.
Let the
we go.
Okay. So
basically, so there's PTSD an FDA-approved trial on PTSD and medical marijuana.
All right, great, great. It's awesome.
It's taken a long time to get to this point, but they're finally recognizing the fact that, you know, marijuana can help treat folks that have
PTSD.
This kind of, kind of stress. And, you know, PTSD is not something to laugh at. You know,
a lot
of veterans, a lot of persons abused, family violence, you know, anything that even, you know, getting a paper cut on an envelope, I suppose, could induce PTSD.
Well, I might be going a little far.
Yeah, possibly.
But I guess maybe for someone out there, it will. If you've experienced PTSD by cutting your finger on an envelope, please call us at 813-327-8566. You will remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm. So moving along, is weed the new almond?
Maybe.
You know, it takes a lot of water to grow an almond.
Yes,
but apparently marijuana is also a water guzzler.
Oh, it is. That's why it does so well in the swamps here in Florida.
Yeah, well, a raid a couple weeks ago in California's Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties targeted marijuana growers not for growing the drug per se, but for their illegal water use.
Water violations, yeah.
The reporters, Josh Harkinson and of Mother Jones, writes that marijuana uses about 6 gallons of water per day per plant.
Wow.
Now, water-intensive cotton uses 10 gallons per plant. Now, that's for the whole season. Marijuana, again, is per day.
Yeah, wow. Now, I guess the next question is that, like, how... Is this because they're growing at hydro? Is this grown in the ground with traditional irrigation? Is this a regular strain? Is this a potent type of engineered strain that is designed to bud more? I mean, does that address that?
I just believe it has to do with the biology of the plants, the different kind of plants.
That doesn't surprise me. Okay.
You know, for instance, blueberries take very little water at all to grow. So,
yes, but have you ever tried smoking a blueberry?
No.
Exactly.
But they're delicious with whipped cream.
They are delicious. I will not deny that they are delicious fruits.
But moving along in the news. Along.
Yes.
Is telepathy technology coming? Are you scared? I am.
Well, if you have telepathy, would you know that I'm scared? And then what fun is it? So, tell us about telepathy. What's this whole telepathy thing?
Don't panic.
Don't panic. I'm not panicking.
Facebook may be working on thought transmission.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've been thinking about this for a lot longer than this little person has been thinking about it.
Well, maybe they heard you thinking about it.
It's very possible.
They stole it from you.
They stole it. Yeah, well, in that case, then they stole little wipers on taillights. They stole that idea from me, too.
Have you actually seen a car with wipers on taillights?
I have.
I've seen... I'm sorry. I have seen... There are cars out there. I believe Mercedes is one of them. At least for a while, they put wipers on their headlights. Or maybe it was Volvo. Maybe it was both of them. But I do remember there were cars with wipers on headlights. I've never seen cars with wipers on taillights. Now, is this a modification that people are doing to their cars? I'm just kind of shocked by the taillight wiper thing. Come on, please. I want to know more. Tell me.
Well, you know, and for places in especially snowy conditions, you need to keep your tail lights clean. So just doing a quick search on Google, we're discovering absolutely nothing because I think I made this up.
Hold on.
But,
no.
You know,
wait. All right, hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to look this up. I don't look shit up, but
Google
I'm
hard.
Okay, tail. Oh, shit, what's going on? Hold on. No, wrong button. Okay.
Input error.
Yes, it was.
Okay, hold on. Okay, tail light.
If you've got tail light wipers on your car,
we need to know why.
Yes. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. We will make sure you win something. Trust us. So what's your search come up so far with?
Not much.
Yeah. That's a good idea, though. I mean,
not much at all.
I see a cat with a tail wiper coming out of its butt as a tail. That's kind of unique.
All right. Well, you know, hey, maybe.
You know, but, wow. Telepathy technology.
Yes, wow.
Yeah. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
All right.
And,
Wow. So, I don't know. I mean, so Facebook's going to be using telepathy
to read
our thoughts?
Right. You'll be able to just think of something, and your friends will immediately be able to experience it, too, he said. As people thought to themselves, under no circumstances do I want anyone to know the dark, unsettling images, though, that flash through my mind on an hourly basis. You know, so I think it's going to be technology that you will be able to turn on or off. I don't think it's going to be something...
But, you know, that's
because that could be very dangerous.
So.
Now, just recently, though, wasn't I telling you I would love to have a camera that would take a picture when I just blinked my eye?
Yes, I believe so. And then,
you know.
Then I'm like, no, because then I'd be ordering pizza and Chinese and Thai and several other things every minute. Because I'm always hungry. Well, you know, I'm hungry. I'm a fat girl. I'm always hungry. I cannot get past that. So, you know, although I weigh much less than I've weighed in the past. In the past, I've weighed much more. But,
right. Yeah,
I still battle with my love for things delicious, fried. I just have to do it in moderation. And, you know, finding that balance is a slow but yielding process. And it's kind of painful.
And, you know, that's okay. I mean... Exactly. Now, with the telepathy program, you know, that's something that you do have to be careful with.
Yeah,
and
I know. I make everyone around me hungry. Like, well, God, I mean, damn it, stop thinking about food. I'm like, I can't help it. I just thought of bagels, strawberry cream cheese, and some turkey.
Exactly.
So anyway, yeah. So, okay. So telepathy from Facebook. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing. I don't necessarily know if I'd be interested in trying that. Probably not. Oh, yeah, probably not. Definitely.
But, yes. Let's see if we can get to our programming functionalities with our other programming device.
Yes, and because I think we're going to be, we should have gone on break like 5 minutes ago.
And you know what? Folks, that's your latest 420 news.
Okay,
back to you, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique, and let me tell you, this shit is unique, on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can also visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to a recast of us, because I know we get more downloads than live viewers, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message on the air, or you can send us a message on Facebook, you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, we're going to take a quick little break here as soon as I find the right cart here. God day, I take that. All right.
Actually, can you play a bump?
Yeah, kind of, maybe. I'm actually, now I got the cart loaded to go to commercial break.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You're listening.
EED.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda. plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-o-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
When you're looking for a treat to freshen taste and keep breath sweet, get double smoothness, flavor too. Get the gum that's double good to chew.
Double your pleasure, double your fun with double mint gum.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. Use only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best Bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
I've named the system, so hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Cheyenne Radio.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best Bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
Tuesday Deck, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs. When you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Both the dirt, right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Six purple.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right. Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said,
"All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco.
And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for you, friends, from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
We've got Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yeah.
We are back. All right. So, where are we? We are in segment B.
Segment B.
Segment B.
Segment B.
Segment B.
Segment B.
All right, so I see I have Joe Wisdoms here in my drive.
So can we?
Which one would you like to go to?
Let me take a look here. Let's. Well, let's try the intro. Just to get everybody familiar again with JP or Joe Wisdom.
All right.
Now, am I cueing them or you?
I can cue them if you want. It's totally up to you.
No, I was going to try it, but that's okay.
If you want
to
give it a try, then go for it.
Yeah, I just need your fade out. There we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe. I've been listening to a lot of Planet Nancy lately.
I need a little bit more volume on that. Say.
She's always got something witty.
Device.
Ooh, my goodness.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
My goodness. All right, let's...
Why don't you go ahead and cue it up?
Okay, hold on. Oh, I forget. This is a really low one, isn't it? Yeah, it is. All right, hold on. Let me see what I can do with it.
Well, you know, in that case, just go ahead and pick whatever you, which one you like.
Right.
This is Joe Wisdom. Nice little segment that
we're gonna bring to you every now and then. Yes. Well, it's good. They're good.
You know how they say the best part of waking up is that first cup of coffee? I don't think so. I say the best part of waking up is going to the bathroom and going pee, and then going right straight back to bed. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Leave your wisdom and your name, and whether you'd like us to broadcast.
Do you like that one?
That was a good wisdom, you know.
You like, and I know I remastered some of them, and I think they did pretty good.
We did quite well with those.
Yes.
What's the implements?
I don't know. Let's
see if I can try this one. Oh, see, this is where it.
Place your implements. Yeah. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom, and I had an accident recently with one of my implements.
Uh oh.
I thought I placed it on a stable surface.
Uh-oh.
But alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere.
Spillage.
On my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Okay. All right, let's... Wait. There's some good ones here. I know I worked on some of these, and I want to... Did you find one on your end?
No, they're all the same, so...
Okay.
They're all the same.
Let's see.
you ever tried to wake up your cat because you thought it was dead?
Yes.
You didn't want to touch the cat. You just kept calling its name over. Kitty.
Kitty.
Kitty. Kitty, are you alive? And the cat doesn't move at all.
These are memes.
So you say, okay, let me touch the kitty cat. Nope, the cat's alive. The
cat is alive and not happy.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom, give us a jingle at 813-327-8566.
Yep.
Leave your wisdom, your name, and whether you'd like it to be broadcast on air.
And then I got a check engine light one here, I think.
Yeah.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like.
I got one more queued up.
Just let us know in the voicemail.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is the other one. This is the shoes one.
If you walk out the door and you're a lady and you've got on one flat and one pump, consider yourself lucky. Another wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, I love that.
Those are awesome.
There's a
those
studio awesome. One. What's the studio one? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Something with circus music. I think you did this one.
Hey there, it's Joe Wisdom. Well, the Chicago studios for Chiampa, Tampa, Chicago, Chicago, Tampa Radio, Chiampa Radio, they're all set now. But, you know, we had some connection issues and port issues. And, you know, Joe Wisdom wants to just remind you to make sure that you read the instructions with care. And just don't move throwing switches willy-nilly. It's never a good thing.
There's one
You've
more.
Been listening
I think.
To Joe Wisdom.
I don't know what this.
Do you
is,
have a wisdom?
Listen to it.
Send it to us or give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Seems amusing.
And let us know if we can broadcast. We'd love to hear from you.
Ooh, good Lord.
Wow. Joe Wisdom. Wow. Wow. Apparently.
Wow.
Oof. What's that Independence Day one?
That was a good hit.
I actually ran the. I was running this bump over the Independence weekend, but you did it. You made it.
Oh, yes.
This is Joe Wisdom reminding you, make sure you keep your fireworks at safe and decent places and levels of audio.
And levels of audio.
For those vets who have served our country, we thank and salute you. And remember, we're here for you at WEED Chiampa Radio. That's Chicago. Tampa Radio.
Happy 4th of July if you're just now listening to this in the past.
Is that you talking or you talking? Which one of you is talking? I don't know.
The real Joe is talking.
There's too many Joes.
Too many Joes.
I think I should stand up and salute the flag. Grab the flag.
This has been another Joe of Wisdom production. Joe Wisdom can be found on Shyampa Radio. Do you have a wisdom? Call Shyampa Radio at 813-327-8566. Leave us your name and your wisdom, and let us know if we can broadcast. That's 813-327-8566.
All right, well, there we go. Well, that was definitely some wisdom going on there.
Yeah, so we're going to work on some new wisdoms. We just haven't had a lot of time off.
That's fine. I totally understand. I totally, totally understand. Let's see. We can do some news breaks. I got some news here if you'd like. Let's see. We're 15 to 20 minutes. I'm wondering if we should just go to a break. Because, I mean, we'd stop in, like, 35 minutes. So
it's up to you. If you want to do news, if you want to do break.
I think if we do a break, and then we'll just do my news at the end in the last
segment.
Sounds good. I figure that way, then we'll hit the next commercial break and all of that good stuff.
That sounds good.
And all that stuff like that there. All right, folks, hang on. Wait, hold on. Before I shove us out the door here.
Yeah, because I'm going to try and look again for this file. It's just... It's really bothering me.
It's bring me, folks.
Hang in there. You'll be all right.
Okay.
You'll be all right. So, all right, folks.
I'm fine.
I think we're gonna move along here.
We're gonna take a small detour. Commercial.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandido. You know what I heard about you? I heard you want to be a Frito Bandido like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandido song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandido. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandido, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos too. You sing the Frito Bandido song and you look for crunchy Fritos corn chips.
That's nice.
Munch, munch, munchy bunchy Fritos corn chips. Munch, munchy bunchy Fritos corn chips.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
To a goalie, it's a save, save, save. To a server, it's a wave, wave, wave. To the colonel, it's a regiment. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The date's a Kent. The date's a Kent. The date's a Kent. More taste, fine tobacco. To a gourmet, it's a special sauce. To a cowboy, it's his favorite horse. To a hostess, it's a compliment. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent. The taste of Kent. The taste of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show? You can actually reach us several different ways. And to... Is that the fart phone?
Yeah.
Was that the fart phone?
That was the fart phone.
I want to hear that again. It's the fart phone. Oh, God. Oh, my God. The fart phone.
So, yeah.
It's like the bat phone, but it responds to farting emergencies.
Live Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern.
Everybody's talking Temple, the new filter cigarette.
Far more charcoal. Far more charcoal.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Tempo! The secret's in the structure of Tempo's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Tempo!
Tempo brings you far more activated charcoal than in previous filter designs. The first bonded charcoal filter. A new kind of filter for a taste too good to miss. Quite a strong filter, too. No health claim is made for Tempo. Only the promise of easy draw, smoother taste.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Tempo! The secret's in the structure of Tempo's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Tempo!
Search verbal American.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right, Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said, "All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for you, friends, from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Luckies for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky.
Radio Free Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft's Shoutcast.
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say that, you said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say that, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say that, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is the other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hey, it's Joe Wisdom. You're tuned in to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and my phone is plugged in, but not really. The charge is at zero. I'm mad at myself when this happens. What did I do wrong? Well, sometimes you just gotta check to make sure the other end is plugged in. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. Leave us your name, your wisdom, and let us know if you'd like us to broadcast it.
I'm really hot.
Are you really hot? Are you hot? Are you hot?
It's humid outside.
That's so hot. Are you hot? Is it hot? It's just really kind of like all hot and humidified here anyway. It's been that way since friggin' March, April.
Well, that's the way Florida is in general, though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the winter, we get some decent months where it's dry. But for the most part, no, it's hot and humid.
And monsoon season here. We had this little rainstorm that came through. It was sunny one instant and black and cloudy the next, and it was nasty.
That sounds like a Florida storm. That's how it is.
But it passed
through
quickly.
Yeah, that's how it is right here. The pimples. I call them pimples. They show up. They pop out of nowhere. They, like, deluge in areas. Rain. And boom, and they just float across the land and just pop out of existence over the sea.
So what do you think of those Joe Wisdoms that we just said in that last segment?
Those are pretty awesome. I think those are pretty good. So, and I know you're going to be working on some new ones. Just, you know, the whole thing, keep your levels good. You know, try always normalize to...
I do normalize.
Okay. Does it give you an option to, like a variant? Because a lot of times you want that waveform to not be all the way expanded in the thing, but you need it to be 3/4 of the way there. Otherwise, it's too soft. It's too quiet. You need it to bounce about 3 or 4 dB as an average throughout the thing.
Let me tell you what it gives me an option.
Okay.
It allows me to remove a DC offset.
Okay.
It allows me to normalize maximum amplitude, and I've got it set to -5. Should I set it to something different?
What happens if you unclick the normalize maximum amplitude? Does it just, does it not give you an option to
well, then there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do after that.
I would say probably try to bring it up to zero. If that's negative five, I mean, it really depends, but it seems like some of your stuff is still a little in the mud. Okay. So maybe just kind of normalize it a lot or see if you can do that. But yeah. Visually, if you look at the waveform, it should look like it covers a good portion of that vertical space. And if it doesn't, if it's like really tiny in there, and then it's too soft, and then we got to turn stuff up, and then you get the hiss and the noise in the background. But
yeah.
You have new equipment now. You're working with better equipment at this point. So you have a new microphone with a Phantom Power Supply. Phantom of the microphone, and you know, you got a decent mixer now. You can work with some inputs and some mixing and stuff like that. So, you know, exactly. Woo! There goes those laser beams again. Watch out, it's Betty on a rampage.
Yes. And soon we're gonna have a little a Betty output device for our setup here, so that, you know, we want Betty, you know. For all her faults, Betty is entertaining, to say the least.
No, I will agree with you. I will agree with you on that one. Betty can be very entertaining. Very, very
you know,
entertaining.
So, but we want her to, to be a part of the family in a good sense.
Yep. No, I agree. As long as she stops messing with things, we'll be all good.
Exactly. And so, hey, Anthony, don't you have some crazy news?
We interrupt this programming to bring this breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Why not? All right. So, you know, if you live in Iowa and you're blind, you can get a concealed carry handgun permit.
Really?
Yes, you can get a permit to carry it. I don't know. But in the state of Iowa, they will legally, if you are blind, visually impaired, they will give you a permit to carry a gun.
Now, you know, that sounds a little insanity.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let me give you a little bit more on the story here.
Yes.
I'm going here. We're in a little bit of a time warp in the head. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Des Moines, Iowa. Here's some news that has law enforcement officials and lawmakers scratching their heads. Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind. No one questions the legality of the permits. State law does not allow sheriffs to deny an Iowan the right to carry a weapon based on physical ability. The quandary centers squarely on public safety. Advocates for the disabled and Iowa law enforcement officers disagree over whether it's a good idea for visually disabled Iowans to have weapons. On one side, people such as Cedar County Sheriff Warren Wethington demonstrated for the Des Moines Iowa Register how blind people can be taught to shoot guns. Jane Hudson, Executive Director of Disability Rights Iowa, who says blocking visually impaired people from the right to obtain weapons permits would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. The federal law generally prohibits different treatment based on disabilities. On the other side, people such as Dubuque County Sheriff Don Verostoso said he wouldn't issue a permit to someone who was blind. And Patrick Clancy, superintendent of the Iowa Braille and Sight Saving School, who says guns may be a rare exception to his philosophy that blind people can participate fully in life.
I sense a Joe Wisdom coming out of this.
So Polk County officials say they have issued weapons permits to at least three people who can't legally drive and were unable to read the application forms or had difficulty doing so because of visual impairments. Sheriffs in three other counties, Jasper, Kossuth, and Delaware, say they have granted permits to residents who they believe have severe visual impairments. I'm not an expert in vision, Delaware County Sheriff John LeClaire said. At what point do vision problems have a detrimental effect to fire a firearm? If you see nothing but a blurry mass in front of you, then I would say you probably shouldn't be shooting something. So, wow. If you go to Iowa...
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit, Betty. Welcome back, Betty. Welcome back. All right, so we did that one. Let me see. Oh, I like this one, too. This is a good one of mine.
Glad to be back.
Betty, you're a little slow there, huh? Let's have a full conversation. All right, Betty. So, get this, Betty. If you're drunk, Betty, what do you think is the best way to try to avoid getting picked up by the cops if you're driving drunk?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
If you're drunk and out on the road, what do you think is the best way to avoid getting stopped by the cops for driving while drinking? I'll let you think about that. We're going to close this news break and open up a new one.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
I mean, the thing only goes like 8 minutes before it runs out of tape, so you know you got to restart it once in a while.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
More breaking news. All right, So, Betty, while you're still thinking about what you should do to avoid getting pulled over by the cops while driving drunk, a Pennsylvania man ran a fake DUI checkpoint while drunk.
Have an...
Hey, excuse me, Betty. Have
another drink, Anthony.
Have another drink, Anthony. Yeah, sure, I will. Thanks, Betty. All right, police say a man who set up a drunken driving checkpoint. By the way, none of these are in Florida this week. I had to reach out. I had to kind of give Florida a break. I felt like I was beating it up a little too much. So drunken driving checkpoint. Okay, a man set up a drunken driving checkpoint complete with road flares while pretending to be a Pennsylvania state trooper. While drunk.
Really?
He was drunk while he was doing this. Troopers say 19-year-old Logan Chalice of Somerset parked his vehicle diagonally across State Road 601 and set up road flares at about 4 a.m. Saturday. Somerset is about 70 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. A motorist who stopped said Chalice claimed he was a trooper and demanded to see the driver's license, registration, and insurance papers. When real troopers arrived... Police say Chalice tried to hand a BB pistol to the car's passenger and said, "I can't get caught with this."
Hi.
Hi, Betty. And I know. What?
Radio. I am a little slow today.
Yes, you are. You got to spell off shy. S-H-Y. Shy. Amp. A-M-P. U-H. Radio. Spell it out that way. All right. So when the troopers arrived, he handed this BB pistol to the passengers. I can't get caught with this. So he faces charges of including drunken driving, impersonating a public servant, and unlawful restraint. He remained jailed Tuesday. Online court records don't list an attorney for him. The preliminary hearing is set for June 9th.
What is with these people?
I know. All right, so...
And can you answer one quick question for our listener audience? I had this question come through just now on social media.
Oh, sweet, yes.
What does a crossfader do?
A crossfader fades between one source and the other source in kind of like an even fashion. Here, I'll give you an example. Okay. We were doing an online demo in the thing. Okay, let me find some music here. Hold on. Bye, news break. Okay. All right. So, let's see. Let's do,
Hi, this is Betty, and you are listening to Weed Radio.
There you go.
I am a little slow today.
Yeah, well, we know, Betty. It's okay, Betty. you're just a little slow. It happens. So are we. Because I'm doing something here. I don't know about that. No, I don't want to add you to the media library. Just play the damn file. Sorry. All right. Okay.
So listen carefully, and I will demonstrate what a crossfade is.
Oh, okay. Now, I could do the same thing, in a sense.
That is a crossfade, correct.
But I don't understand what A, channel A, and channel B is in relation to the mixer. Now, that there's assign knobs.
Yeah.
There's an assign A, and it's got 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
I guess it would be the channels.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay, so channel 1 could be the iPad. And then a B, that could be, say, a phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good to know.
So.
All right. So, you've now been
hi,
shot.
This
hi,
is
Betty.
British Betty, and you are listening to Wheat Radio.
British Betty, get me my Betty. I need my Betty Bitty. All right. So when you're drunk, Betty, and you're playing with your Betty, you could be a very interesting person. You could be drunk, playing a trombone.
Go to a pub.
Yes, yes, go to a pub. Yes, yes. And this guy did go to a pub. This guy in Grand Traverse County, Michigan.
Get pissed.
Get pissed. Yes, Betty, you do get pissed at the pub. So this guy who was dressed as a clown. All right. Okay. So police arrested a 55-year-old man after he was allegedly seen wearing camouflage pants and a clown mask, shooting a gun at a can.
That
is dumb
and hate clowns.
Who doesn't what clowns?
She doesn't like clowns, apparently.
Okay. Well, that's
she
fine.
She got really
Betty.
Mad.
That's fine. Bye, Betty. Betty, just deal with it, Betty. Okay. So this guy's wearing camouflage pants, a clown mask, and shooting a gun at a can in the street. Grand Traverse County Sheriff's deputy said the man also was seen playing a trombone at one point, all while he stood in a garage. The man described...
Wow.
So he's dressed as a clown, shooting at a can, and playing a trombone. And clearly very intoxicated. Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
Bum bum bum. You go, Betty.
Betty, we're working on her.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, we could have Japanese Betty.
I don't know. I don't know. Japanese Betty.
Bun, bun, bun.
Bun, 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 ba. Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay, great. All right. Betty, what the hell are you saying?
I like it. I like it.
You like it? You like it? That's the way. Uh-huh. I like. Yeah. Betty is developing again. Probably to become some ruthless mechanical overlord again.
Joe Wisdom is hot.
Yeah, I know Joe Wisdom is hot. That's great. Betty, why'd you become so British? How'd you become so British?
No. I stopped.
You've stopped. You've stopped being British. You still sound very British to me.
Yes.
Yes, I know you do. Uh-huh.
Why are you mocking me?
I'm not mocking you. I'm just finding you rather entertaining right now. So, I apologize, Betty. It won't happen again. We're all good.
Wait. Let me try that again.
You can try that again if you'd like. That's fine with me. A little bit more to the right, though. Yeah, that works better when you do it that way. There you go, Betty.
So much typing.
Yes, yes, it is a lot of typing, isn't it, Betty? That's why when I lost all of Betty's pre-recorded sound files, I said, fuck Betty, bye, Betty.
Shut up. B-E-O-T-T-T-C-H.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is phenomenal. Oh, this is phenomenal. Okay, so we got like 8 minutes left. Betty's doing all good. So, you know, so who do you think?
This is the Betty in the Back segment.
Yes, I know, Betty. That's great. But Betty. Listen to me, Betty. Listen. So do you know who the founding fathers were? What? Who were the founding fathers? You know who they were, right? I mean, you're a computer. You're Betty. Your asshole's plugged in the internet.
No, not right now.
No, not right now. Oh, was your Wi-Fi down? Was it a little too expensive for you to actually get some useful information? But when you want to download porn?
No, not right now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, whatever. So anyway, well, fuck you, Betty. So anyway, Joe. So, yes. So you know the we have founding fathers. Was Moses a founding father of the United States of America?
No, he was not.
Okay.
Moses was a weirdo.
Yes. yeah, definitely. Okay. So,
Moses was a hipster.
Yes, he was a hipster. So, the Texas State Board of Education voted to adopt a new generation of social study products, and it includes some textbooks and other classroom materials and such like that. So, you know, it's a big, you know, big impact on the textbook market.
Yeah.
You know, advocates and academics, they toil over the political spectrum on how to, you know, how handle some subjects and, you know, changes and blah, 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 blah.
They are dumb.
They are dumb. It are done. So let's consider one high school government textbook.
Okay.
It lists four thinkers who influenced the founding fathers. And three of those on the list was John Locke, Blackstone, Montesquieu and Blackstone, British philosophers, blah, 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 blah. So on and so forth. And then I'm totally... So the three thinkers all quoted America's Father documents, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that makes sense. Okay, right. But for the fourth person was Moses.
They are walked out dumb.
Yes, they are something dumb. I'm just going to smile and nod and say, sure, buddy. I get it, Betty. So, you know, so now we're teaching that Moses is involved in the whole founding of the country.
Moses was founded in the country. Wow.
I'm a little tipsy. Oh,
you are a little tipsy, Betty, aren't you?
Jeez. Lay off the sauce, Betty, you know? I mean, we want you to be a part of our staff, but you've got to control your impulses.
Oh, definitely, most definitely. You know, it's important.
Control your impulses, Betty.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck you,
Betty.
There you go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go.
Betty, go, don't Betty, go. Do that. That's the FCC.
No, they don't. Well, who gives the FCC?
Say what?
Do one more before the end of the night.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from WED newsroom.
It blinks. It's a blinky button. It's a
big Betty button. Shares on air.
Yes, Betty, you are on air, Betty. So Betty has just become, I guess, some issue with the Chicago studio at some time point and has now become abusive and has now been telling Joe to go fuck himself. So, you know, Betty was better in the ice cube tray, Joe. I told you. I said, don't let her out of the ice cube tray.
I am going to destroy your world.
Yes, I'm sure you will, Betty. I'm sure you will. I know you will. That's fine, Betty. It's all right, Betty.
Yours too, Anthony.
Yeah, I know you will. I know. But we'll pull the plug eventually, Betty. We'll find you, and we'll pull the plug. than...
That fiber cable looks tasty.
Yeah, it does look tasty, doesn't it? All right, so Betty has gone rogue. She is plaguing us with issues. With lots of issues. And,
Betty is here to stay.
Yes, well, that's great, Betty. As long as you play nice, you are welcome to stay as long as you'd like. That's, you know, we're good with that. If you behave, you can stay. But if you don't, you no behavey, no behavey, no stay.
She will make Chicago minimum wage.
What was that again? I totally missed that one.
She will make Chicago minimum wage.
She'll make Chicago minimum wage. Okay. What is Chicago minimum wage?
It's $10. $10 an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Fine, Betty. We'll do that. We'll give you $10 an hour. Yeah. We'll put it on a debit card.
Yeah. We'll call him rich.
Yeah. You are rich, bitch. We'll give it to you on a debit card every week. And it's highly sensitive to magnetic interference, Betty. So, and that's the only card we can give you. So,
I am plagued by that.
You are plagued by that, but HR will issue you your payroll debit card, and it's the only one you get. They're so cheap. They only give you one. You lose it.
Why
is the sky blue? Do birds sing so gay? Why does anything happen, Betty? It's just the way that it is.
Why will I poo in blue?
Why are you pooing blue? You might want to talk to Joe about that one.
Betty, we'll talk about that at your next annual tune-up, which is coming up in a few days.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's close this breaking news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program. Already
bye.
In progress.
Bye, Betty.
Bye.
Bye. I know. Bye, Betty. Bye. Bye, Betty. Bye.
Betty. Maybe bye.
Maybe bye. Maybe bye. Maybe not. You don't seem to be going very far with your bye. I hear the sirens in the background. Is that you or is that me?
Woohoo, let's party.
Betty, go away.
I know they're coming to get me. I hear the sirens.
We're not
coming
done yet,
to get
Betty.
Us.
Betty, we're not done yet. But, you know, folks, if you've got an interesting thing to tell us about Betty, if you've seen Betty lately, give us a call at 813-327-8566. I know we've got like 1 minute left.
God,
maybe even less. I'm not sure.
Less than a minute. Could be less than a minute. Could be.
Yes.
Could be something like that.
You know.
Woohoo, let's party.
Woohoo, let's party. There you go. Break out the champagne, bitch. Get it all going. Make it yours with Cristal. All right, folks. You know, it's been great.
Where is Microsoft Bob?
Yeah, Microsoft Bob's a dickhead. We uninstalled him on day one. He can go blow turtles up in the sea.
Oh, good lord. Folks, this has been a very interesting episode.
It really has been, hasn't it? Yes, yes.
You know, the 13th is always kind of an interesting, crazy day of the week.
It is, isn't it? It most definitely is. So, but folks, we enjoyed having you. Unfortunately, Mike Adams again could not join us tonight, but we will schedule with him and bring him back on. I know I'm excited to have him on. So, you all have a good night.
Yes, you have a good night too. And I know this is not going to come out right, but we'll do it anyways.
Betty says goodbye for now. Tune in live at live.chambo.info.
Wow! Bye, Betty. You just done gone crazy on us. All right, folks. We'll chat with you later.
Bye. Next Monday. Remember, always on a schedule.
7:30 Mondays.
You are listening to WEED.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
It's time for the Earth First Update.